Welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business Podcast. With me today, I have Gary Vaynerchuk, who is well known for his books Crush It and The Thank You Economy. He's also CEO of a social media consulting agency called VaynerMedia, and also more, very famously from his own video blog show called Wine TV. This interview was also part of a series of interviews that Gary has arranged to do called it's part of his One A Day campaign, where he's going to do 365 interviews over the course of this year with various people about various topics, and I thought that was a great opportunity to speak to Gary, so I thought I signed up. And so today is the February the 12th installment in that interview series. So next up is I'm just going to get stuck into the interview with Gary, so I'll see you on the other side. So Gary, sure. People are lauding customer service and a business's agility to deliver great services being a leading competitive advantage. Do you agree with that? And why do you think that may be?
Well, I definitely agree with it. It's called the thank you economy, right?
Yeah.
I think that the reason I agree is because I think business is human, and I think people make emotional decisions. And obviously, effort and caring about the end consumer is a way to really touch the consumer. But more importantly, I think it's actually the reverse, which means that when you're not getting the kind of service you're looking for, or when you have a negative experience, it's stunning how, I always used to say, it's very expensive to get a customer and it's very easy to lose one. And so
sure.
I never understood why people spent so much money on acquisition and never spent money on retention. The economics of it show you that that's where you want to go. I just think it's harder. It's more human. And I think the world has been more driven by IQ than EQ. And so, to me, it's just a very simple old school tenor of business, which is, if you can keep the customers you already have, you're in a far better place. And I think that that's why I believe in customer service and that whole notion.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned in the book, The Thank You Economy, in that book you say that companies that can shift their outlook and operations to be more customer aware and, as you say, fan friendly, will pull away from the pack and profit in today's markets. But what do you think the main things that businesses need to do to transform themselves to be more customer-centric and friendly? Because it seems to me that we're almost at the end of the industrial economics, almost production system life cycle, and we're now moving away from that, and we're almost wanting more as customers. So and that's a big change for some businesses. So what do you think there's some things that businesses can do to become more customer-focused, as it were?
I think the two most practical a piece of advice I give is, one, you're going to have to just get into a place where your leadership, your CEO, your chairmen, your top executives actually just fundamentally care about this issue. It's not lip service, because I think many people use it as lip service.
Uh-huh.
They say they care, but they don't, right? And so, really, it's about almost kind of changing your religion, right?
Right.
So, that's number one. Number two, I think that it really comes down to allocating more resources and more dollars to human beings that get that, that actually bring that to the table. So instead of using dollars for advertising or operations, actually putting dollars into human beings that can scale your caring.
Can you explain a bit more about that? I mean, that's really interesting. Can you explain a bit more about
sure.
what you mean by that?
Well, easy. Sometimes I talk about engaging everybody who talks about your brand on Twitter, and then the brand will say, well, how do we scale that? And I say, easy. If you took $3 million that you spent on a Super Bowl ad and you hired 60 people at $50,000 a year, or hired an agency partner and gave them those $3 million to do it, well, then all of a sudden you're doing it, right?
Right, okay.
And so there's a very dirty word in the business world, especially for, corporate America, which is non-working media, right? Dollars that are spent not on advertising. I think that word's going to become far more attractive over the next decade as people start realizing that the human beings have to be the part that actually brings value to businesses.
And don't you think it's really interesting? I mean, I think this is related to that. It's a fundamental change, I think, is that when you have, say you call up a business and you speak to their call center, or you go into a big retail store and you speak to their retail assistants, that it tells you a lot about businesses when those people are effectively your front line. They are your brand ambassadors. They are effectively your brand, but yet in many cases they are some of the least paid people in the company.
Yep. I sure do. Yeah, I think that, and I think it's hard, right, because it takes a real culture shift. But it does come down to paying. It comes down to mentality. There's
right.
plenty of places that, you know, there's plenty of reasons to have that pay scale, but, you know, being polite and cheerful versus not has a lot to do with the atmosphere. There's plenty of ways to keep $8 an hour employees motivated for these big corporations,
sure.
but it takes them caring about their employees first. And so, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, sure. And so, I mean, you say it all starts with, the, you know, if you have like the culture and the belief that the, that I guess it all starts at the very top, right?
I believe that tremendously.
Yeah, because everything sort
because,
of...
Because eventually it dies somewhere. You know, you can have a middle manager say, we need to change our culture and really believe it with all their hearts. And as she tries to sell it up the ladder, her boss might say, yeah, that's a great idea, and I agree, and that's worth our dollars. But eventually it gets to somebody who says no, because they're CFOing the organization and making decisions based on dollars and cents, because this stuff takes money. And that's it. And that's why it has to be top down.
Right. So if I was to say to you, now say I'm one of my readers or one of my listeners, they are a, because my audience is quite mixed, and it ranges from people in large corporates to people that are small business owners, entrepreneurs. And if I would say to you, that sounds brilliant, and I want to really kind of do that, what would be your top three tips to start transforming your business to be a bit more customer focused? Would you say, what would they be for that, so that entrepreneur?
First, I would financially audit where all the money is going and try to figure out where we're spending money that's bringing us the least return on investment, whether it's advertising, whether it's operations, whether it's a licensing agreement. You know, because it's all about the dollars and cents. Can you afford to transform your organization? Matters as much as you wanting to, right?
Right.
And so I would audit, and I would say most organizations are always spending 20% to 30% of their money on something that brings them no value, all of us. And so I would then allocate those 20 to 30% of those dollars into people that can actually execute whatever you think is extraordinary service or expectation. And so then it would go with a very huge event where you kind of like do the new marching orders, leadership put in place to actually execute the marching orders, and auditing it as often as possible to make sure you're actually doing it.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I know that you've, the last few years, you've been writing lots of stuff and books and things, and the first was Crush It, then there was the Thank You Economy. Do you have any other books on the horizon?
I do. I'm releasing a book in the fall called Jab, 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 Right Hook. Five jabs. I think I gave you more there. Right Hook. And the subtitle is How to Tell Your Story in a Noisy World. So it really speaks to how to get content out there in a social, Facebook, Twitter, ADD, mobile world. And so that's what I'm working on.
Brilliant. And can I get the first request in for potentially an interview if I speak to Krista?
Absolutely.
That's brilliant. So, Gary, that's brilliant. I mean, there's a thing that I always think about, and I always ask this question at the end of my sort of quick conversations with people I speak to on the blog. And that question is there anything that you would like to shamelessly plug?
So I would say no.
Okay.
There really isn't. It's, you know, and I'm not sure if this is an unusual answer or not, but for me, it's not natural for me. That to me is kind of why I'm writing the book. That to me
right.
is throwing a right hook, right?
Right.
And for now, I'd be more interested in just creating jabs with your audience before I go in for the right hook. So I can be patient. I'm sure I'll get around to it. Maybe it's when you do interview me for the book. But for now, I'm quite calm and content with giving away content and information.
Gary, that's brilliant. I mean, I only ever ask that question because it does get such a broad range of responses.
I'm sure.
And particularly from British people, because we're not necessarily we're very backward at coming forward, as it were. And so it puts them,
yep.
Usually I get the nervous laugh, and then they go, can I do two things?
I love it.
So, Gary, thank you so much for your time today. That's been wonderful. And I'll get this all kind of edited up and published, and it will go live and add to the one a day that you're doing, which I think is a fantastic effort. And congratulate
thank
you on
so
that.
Much.
And that's amazing.
Thank you, my friend. I wish you a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.